Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, Numero Uno, if the other Dave Navarro was here. Numero uno. Anyway. Sorry. Xander Dames. What up, Xander? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm clowning my bro. Anyway, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. This is with your host, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and James Muse, JJ, a.k.a. The Muse.
Hello, everyone. What's going on? How's everyone doing this afternoon, evening, or night? No matter where you at, we are live in beautiful Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay, cool. Now back to what I was saying. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa, and now on Spotify.
Yeah, everywhere.
Rock on.
Everywhere.
Worldwide, bitches. You can't touch that. Right. Unless you're worldwide also, and then, you know, whatever. Then fuck us.
We will.
And then fuck us because, you know, you're already the same as us, and it is what it is. Anyway,
we will find you.
Oh, I thought you said we'll fuck you. Jesus Christ.
No.
We're going dark today, aren't
you?
Jesus.
You
are a dark motherfucker. Oh.
You're the one that's talking about fucking.
What? No.
You're the one that's talking about fucking.
That sounded like you said to me.
I said fine.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
I didn't say fuck.
All right, anyway.
I don't want to fuck.
We also can be found on Facebook as Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog. This program is being... Sorry. Produced and brought to you today by the letters A, B, C. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That Melissa McCarthy movie just came out, and it made me think, you know, no Sesame, all street. Sorry. What was it? The something murders. Something. Yes. Anyway, I'm being funny. Brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment.
Yes.
LLC or something.
Exactly.
Because you can't, because I don't want you coming after me if my company owns your business. Anyway.
The greatest media company in the motherfucking planet.
Yeah, say that again.
The greatest media company in the motherfucking planet.
Awesome. Okay. Now, anyway, we have a bunch of shows coming up. Like tomorrow night, I want you to go on out to the Sage Lounge in Whittier, California. Sage Lounge, what the hell's the damn address on that? I know he just sent me something.
6611.
Hold on, let's go. You go ahead and tell it.
6611.
Uh-huh.
In Whittier. I forgot the street name.
Jesus Christ.
It's some motherfucker.
You're no fucking, fucking good.
Damn. It's behind the Rite Aid.
There could be four fucking Rite Aids in goddamn... Anyway.
In Whittier.
You're no fucking help. In Whittier. I don't know. There could be four... I don't fucking know. Whittier. That's the only time I've ever been to Whittier in my goddamn life. Anyway, a bunch of really great bands will be playing tomorrow night at the Sage Lounge. It is...
Victory Kid.
Hold on.
Victory Kid's going to be there.
Okay, Sage Lounge, 6511.
Oh, my bad.
Greenleaf Avenue.
Oh, I knew that was
familiar. California, 90601.
Okay.
Doors open at 7:30. Show starts about 8 o'clock. And that's tomorrow, Thursday, August 30th at the Sage Lounge. And it's a restaurant and stuff, too. So
right. It's a nice place.
You can get some food. You can get some booze and see some great bands. Right now, so far on the docket here, we got Victory Kid, Bang Rock.
Yes.
Ba Ram U.
Go see them people.
Visions.
Very good.
And Calling Kings.
Right.
So some really, 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 really great bands, especially since Victory Kid and Ba Ram U have both been on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ba Ram U was on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they was.
Victory Kid was on June 6th. And Bang Rock, we are trying to get them on the show and on our concerts, hopefully starting very soon.
Yes.
So, wish we could maybe feature you some bits of stuff too. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Right.
We'll talk about that in a second. Okay. So, because we're, like I said, we are going to be throwing our own concerts and events very shortly. We are looking at the 5-star bar. Hopefully
right.
we can work that out, make that facilitate.
Hopefully y'all motherfuckers is listening to us.
That's the venue.
Heath,
we really
what's up,
use.
Heath?
We love you, Heath.
What's
we miss
up, Heath?
You. We miss you. Miss you, Heath.
That's the man right there.
Yeah, so tomorrow night is Throwdown Thursdays, and that is brought to you by my broski from another hoski. Nathan Young,
right,
of Youngblood Productions. Go check him out every Thursday night for Throwdown Thursdays.
You know you need to. You probably need bar. To. What you call that? You probably need to patent that shit. What do you call that?
Trademark.
Shit?
I'm gonna trademark that bitch. That's mine. I fucking own it.
Right now.
Anyone else? Goddamn fucking.
I'm no one else
you,
say that shit.
I'm saying
say it,
right
it now. Say it now.
You owe me a quarter every fucking time you say it.
Broski from another hoski.
There you go. He owes me a quarter now.
God damn it.
I'm just fucking kidding with you. I'm being an ass. Anyway. Shit. Anyway. You fucking. Oh, you want to say.
Broski from another hoski. That's 56.
You got two more saying. Okay. Anyway. You want some change? I think I got change. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going to say it again.
I'm being an ass.
Leave fucking air.
That's later on. Anyway, this is all being brought to you by fucking Garrett Global Entertainment.
Garrett Global Entertainment,
oh, some,
LLC.
Other quick shows we got. Okay, so September 23rd. Go out to 1720 Bar. Let me go to Orgy's page
right.
on Facebook.
Downtown LA.
Yes, it's downtown LA. But I want to give them the actual like address. But it's so go to Orgy Music on Facebook, Orgy Music on Twitter and Instagram, and then go to orgymusic.com. It's for the alternative rock band Orgy. And I love those guys. Those are our bros.
Some
from
nice
other
guys.
Hoes. I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass. I love Orgy. I love those guys. Shout out to Lou Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to
Carlton Bost.
Carlton Bost. We love you, Carlton.
Yes.
We love you. The Dreaming. And Francesca just dropped from Fate Destroyed, which also involves my broski from another hoski, Nathan Young. Nathan Youngblood.
Youngblood Productions. Shout out.
Yes. So it's like a wraparound story. It's like the whole thing just wraps around. Orgy leads to Fate Destroyed, which leads to Dirty Machine, which leads to this and that and the other thing. It's all a blur at this point. Yes. So they are. Where's your damn poster? Where's your events? Let me see your events. Damn it. Okay. So this is the Orgy Bring Your Army Tour. And they're going to be playing. Jesus, they got a lot of shows. They're playing all over the damn place.
Good.
Everywhere, all over. But it's September 23rd. And it is right here. Okay. This is at 1720 East 16th Street. In downtown Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
So 1720 East 16th Street. That's probably why they call it 1720 Bar, obviously, because the address.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Right.
I was like, oh, geez, that must be the address. Why else would you call it 1720? So it's at the 1720 Bar at 1720 East 16th Street in downtown Los Angeles. Come on out. Come join us from Get Real Global Entertainment and General Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio. As well as iHeartRadio and also Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio. Come out and hang out with us and our buddy Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions, as well as Francesca Destruct. They are with the band Fate Destroyed. Shout out to Ben Levy and I'm trying to remember the name of the guitarist. I'll think of it. He friend requested me the other day and I'm like, damn it. Anyway. I'm learning all these names. There's so many names to learn. So many. And also Orgy. Especially Orgy. Oh, and Nick Speck. Shout out to Nick Speck. Jay Gordon, Lou Gordon, Carlton Bost. And I'm not sure if they have the same drummer or not. Or if they had Rain and Bozio. And before that was Bobby
Jay
Amaro.
Jay Gordon need to call in and update us.
Yeah. Okay. We'll call in Jay Gordon.
Yeah.
Or Lou Gordon, either way. Lou Gordon, either way. Let's see. So there's some events coming up. Oh, and also check out Sticky Fest. Go get your tickets for Sticky Fest.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
a punk rock festival going up up in 29 Palms. But yeah, go get your orgy tickets too. That's a big one. That's coming up way sooner than the other one. That's on November 10th, Sticky Fest. But Orgy, go get your tickets for Orgy. Like, please go get them. If you want to see a show, an incredible show with some really great bands. Oh, and Our Frankenstein's also going to be there. So shout out to Our Frankenstein.
Right.
Shout out to Orgy, Orgy Music. And shout out to Fate Destroyed. And all the other bands are going to be playing that night at the 1720 Bar on Sunday, September 23rd. And then, what is it? Oh, I know. Jeez. There's so many shows coming up, but we're going to introduce our guests now. And
right.
I'll get back to shows later. There's just too many. I'd be here all damn day saying different shows. I'm going to go on and just do a broadcast where I just say every fucking show that's coming up that we're going to. But without further ado, I am here in the studio with incredible UK originated. Now LA based, Baz Francis from Magic 8 Ball.
Right.
Hello,
and
hello.
And Mansion Harlots.
That is me.
Two
right.
Awesome rock bands.
Thank you very much for saying so. No, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you
and,
for coming.
Thank you for coming on the show and bringing us your awesome music.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I was listening to it and it's got a very good sound.
Thanks a lot.
I like it. And I know we're going to be playing some different songs. And I know your new album is Face That Launched 1,000 Shipwrecks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hilarious. I love it. I love that. I love it. I thought I looked at the title and I went, this guy's got a really good sense of humor. Plus, he's a Brit. Yeah, he's got to be on my show.
No, you looked at the picture and you just went, accurate.
Yeah. Yes, it's very accurate. I'm just kidding. I'm being an ass. Look, I liked your page on Spotify.
That
yes.
officially means we're in love.
Yes. I love you. Go
for
to
real,
Spotify.
This dude is funny, man.
Go to Spotify and get his album. It's Baz Francis. It's Face That Launched 1,000 Shipwrecks. And he's got the extended version on here. Go check it out on Spotify. And where else can they find your album?
iTunes and just about every other those download sites.
Like Google Play and
yeah,
whatever
Google
else.
And,
yeah.
And,
there's a bunch of them.
There's so many.
Amazon. There's so many.
Or if you'd like
anymore.
To buy the CD, you can do so through the Magic Cat Records Facebook page.
Yes.
We'd say the Magic Cat.
Magic Cat Records.
Magic Cat
Records.
Records.
I guess I'm the Magic
on
Cat.
On Facebook. Go get your album. Buy it today.
The CDs.
Buy it. Get a hard copy, mail to
right.
you and stuff.
Before CDs no longer exist.
Yeah, CDs are awesome, dude.
They are.
Like, it's like books. You know, but there's something that could last forever if you take good care of them.
You should.
You know what I'm saying? It's something to be taken care of.
These things should be valued.
Treasured.
Right.
Like albums. Mm. You know, like actual like records,
the,
you know, vinyl.
Vinyls, yeah. I was talking
oh
to
my
someone
God.
About vinyl today. I got pressed with a friend of mine. We had a cream vinyl press.
Oh, that would be so beautiful.
I've never seen one.
If you look
that
it up,
gorgeous.
Look up V8 Mrs. Vandervelde. It's Donny V and I, and we recorded this single a few years ago, and it's on Bucks Dharma Records, sorry. And it's, it's on cream vinyl. And it's
that would be gorgeous.
Good. Looks like it's good enough to eat, huh?
It does.
I'm not gonna be mad. I'm sitting there thinking about that.
I remember back in the day when I was a little kid, and that you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks album came out, that Christmas album, and it was red.
Oh yeah,
it was badass. It was red vinyl, dude.
I remember like a red, like see through or something.
Yes, it was red see through vinyl. It was bad, fucking ass.
And you can get blood.
That was the goddamn
well.
Yeah, dude. That was.
Clear, but they look like they've got blood splattered on them.
Oh really? My god, I want one of those.
Yeah.
Damn.
I want one of those. That would be badass. Yeah. Okay, someday. These are things that are yeah.
That's gonna be due for our heavy metal album.
Yeah, exactly. That's
gonna
that's,
be clear
yeah.
vinyl with blood splatter on it.
That would be badass.
No shit.
I would so be in love with you even more than I am right now.
Yeah.
If you would just let me do that.
I already wanted to do it anyway.
Okay,
that's
cool.
A no-brainer.
Oh, thanks for the idea.
Right.
And we're
going to
credit Baz Francis with the idea
yes.
for said album.
Right.
When we get that.
Now go platinum. Make me money.
Right. Yes. Hell yeah. You get a piece of the pie.
See, so what we do is we give him so much money on every album.
Right.
Because we used his little thing.
His idea.
Yeah, exactly. We like it.
Fuck you.
We like it. And we're down for that equal partnership and helping one another and all that stuff. It's good. And more people should do it.
Please.
Because helping local music, whether, you know, you're from the UK, you're from Russia, I have buddies from Russia that are over here that do music. I got buddies from, like, all different countries, all over, like, everywhere. It's awesome. You know? But isn't it awesome?
That's what I love about this
place.
It's
like we're here and we're all, like we all get to live together. And experience each other's worlds and our musics and cultures.
We had a guest. She was from Sweden.
Yes, Mira Edlund.
Mira Edlund. Yeah.
Mira Edlund. She's a Swedish actress. She went back to Sweden like the day after she was
she
on
did
our,
the show.
The day after she went, she was on the show. Her work visas expired, so she went back to Sweden.
Well, that's one of the reasons I love this city is the fact that there's England, there's America, and then there's Los Angeles. And it's just this beautiful melting pot. And I don't want to sort of get all like hippie and go, oh, it's so perfect. But it really is just wonderful to have all of those things integrated in one relatively small space. And I've been living here just under a year now.
Okay.
And when people say to me, when are you going home? I say, in about 5 minutes. This is my home.
No, that's what I say the same thing. I say the same thing. I just came back from Maine like a couple weeks ago, three weeks ago now, right? Mm-hmm. About 3 weeks ago, I just got back from Maine. I was visiting family and stuff. And they're like, oh, you know, welcome home. I'm like, no, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm on vacation. I mean, I'm from here, yeah. But I'm like, no, I'm, you know, like, you got it all wrong. Like, I say, you know, when people say, you're going home? Like, yeah, I'm home, like, already. Like, I live in L.A. I'm going to be buried here with my, you know, someday. I hate to get, like, dark and weirdo like that, but you know what I mean? But it's all going to happen someday, right? When I die, eventually, I want to be buried here in L.A. next to my damn husband.
Well,
I don't want to be buried in Maine, far away, because his ass will be cold in the afterlife, and I have to keep him warm.
And I hate the cold.
And he hates
the
cold.
That's some bullshit.
And we just can't put him in Maine with
Fuck
me.
The cold.
And I'd say, no, let's stay here in L.A. Let's get buried here.
I was born here. I was raised here. I spent 3 years in Texas.
But I love it here so much. I've lived in 4 different states in my life. Maine, Vermont, Texas, and California.
You lived
in
Vermont?
For 2 years when I was little. I don't remember it. You know what I mean? I was little, between the ages of 1 and 3.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you even know you was in Vermont? Your parents had to tell you.
My father told me.
You know what I'm saying? Your parents had to tell you that.
And my sister.
As for being...
Because she lived there.
Windy.
As for being buried, I mean, if they can find my body after the accident, then sure, bury me.
What accident you planning
on dying? What kind of accident are we talking about?
Oh,
why is that one of mine?
She keeps saying something about the
accident. Damn. Yeah. You got to be careful because those Spaniards/Colombians are very scary people, especially Colombians. The necktie.
She might do a Natalie Wood.
Oh, Jesus. In reverse. Your ass is going to be shoved off that boat. Anyway, we're getting a little twisted now on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Thanks for tuning in. Anyway. So we got Baz Francis, like I said.
What's up?
You're doing a solo album. This is your solo album, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's actually a solo album. So Face the Launch, 1,000 Shipwrecks is actually a solo project.
Okay.
Now he has two bands that I know, Magic 8-Ball. Now, did both bands originate in the UK, right?
They did.
Okay, so Magic 8-Ball and Mansion Harlots.
That's right.
All came over with you? Or?
Nope. Mansion Harlots is based in England.
Right.
And we just reunited after 20 years.
So, oh, wow.
We did a few shows, and we may do some more in the future.
Oh, cool.
With Will Gray, who's also in Atlantic Fire, so check them out.
Okay, Atlantic Fire, check them out.
And Magic 8-Ball, there's going to be a new lineup of Magic 8-Ball later this year, hopefully, playing some shows in this fair city, so look out for
nice.
That.
Nice. Wow. Okay, cool.
With the blessing of Robbie J. Holland. So.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. We'd love to have you featured, you know, at some stuff.
We'd love that.
And we have different venues we could, you know, maybe put you at.
I'm up for anything.
We like it. We like it. And so how long have you been in the music industry?
Well, the first band gig I ever did was 20 years ago this year with Mansion Harlots.
Oh.
So when we did the reunion shows this year in Europe, that really was sort of bookending my life so far,
oh,
playing
wow.
music live. So I would say 2 decades.
I feel
like a veteran, yet I've kept these baby face features.
That's good.
That's right.
That's good. That's what you want. That's what you want. Don't let the life, you know, ruin you.
I'll try.
The baby face features.
Baby face features.
Baby face, blue-eyed soul. Baby.
We like that. We like it. We like it a lot. What do you want to ask him? I know. I'm trying to get him more experience.
What do you like about the music business?
I love the fact that with Magic Cat Records and all of my musical endeavors, I have total control of what I do.
Oh, I love it. It's awesome.
And it's so nice not being a slave to anyone.
Yeah.
Because I see some people go, oh, I would, but we've signed a deal here that prohibits us from doing this. And I'm just like, no. I'm my own boss.
Right.
You want me there? If I want to be there, I'll be there. And I love that.
No, it's true. You make your own record company. That's what I said. I'm going to make my own record label, my own radio station, uh-huh. my own media company, my own publication, my own everything. I'm not going to be
We don't want to inhibit anybody. That's why it's called Get Real. Mm. You know, do it. You know, everybody's different. So everybody's not going to sound the same. So you got to put yourself into it. That's why we like the concept to Get Real. You can go the way you want to do. You know, we might not like me personally. I might not necessarily like what somebody do, but it's not necessarily my opinion that's gonna. You know what I mean?
Because it's not what we like.
Yeah,
it's what the public.
Yeah,
likes.
But it's what the artists want to do too. You respect the artists. Their creativity,
because
you don't know what they'll come up with. They might turn out something that's gonna sell double diamond. Mm. You know what I mean? With a new sound or something. You have no idea. So why not let the artist create the way they want to?
Amen.
I think you know there are people doing music that I don't particularly care for, but
would
I stand in the way if they're making it? Hell
no.
Because I tell you what, that's the most beautiful thing when someone finds their reason for living. Mm-hmm. And they just get on with it, and they're not hurting anyone. And you asked me what my favorite thing about making music was. Well, you said the music industry, but I've kind of changed that a little. It's the fact that if I didn't play music and I just was a couch potato in England, I wouldn't be talking to you right now in Sherman Oaks.
Ah, you sure wouldn't. We'd be talking to somebody else.
You'd be talking to someone else, better looking, but not.
I don't know about all that.
You're all right.
I mean, you're married, so you all right, man. You know, you got a wife. She's not, you know what I mean? I know she ain't talking about this, but you're not an ogre, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, she's legally blind.
That's what JJ says all the time. I'm legally blind, and I say, yeah, I think so, but you're gorgeous to me.
That's all that matters, baby.
And that's like, you know, Fiona talking to Shrek. You're beautiful to me.
It's all right, baby. As long as I'm married, I'm good. I ain't worried about the rest. Y'all ain't got to like how I look. My wife likes the way I look.
I only care what your opinion is. I only care about whether you like me or not.
Yeah,
I don't care about other people. I couldn't give a crap less if they think I'm pretty or not. That's on them.
I mean,
the way the dudes look at you?
Got called Piglet by a famous drag queen. That is my drag name, okay? So I don't take anything personally. Anyway, I've been called Miss Piggy.
Baby.
I'm the real drag queen.
Think about it now.
Yeah, I love that. Dude, that's like how do I want to say it? It's like a good thing. It's like a badge of honor.
I love
it. When a drag queen reads you and gives you a special drag name. That's like a badge of honor.
There was a beauty.
That's like a beauty thing in it. He wasn't trying to be mean. He's an insult comic.
Oh, okay.
He's a fucking, what? What's his name? Don Rickles. He's a perfect example of a goddamn insult comic. But like my whole family, we all fuck with each other like that. He didn't mean it in any like mean way. He meant it in like an endearing, loving way. Because it's like, that's just how drag queens are.
Like the personality wise.
Yeah. He's just a drag queen. Like that's how they are. Like, so I'm just like, laugh at it. I think it's awesome.
But there's a beauty salon in England that I walked past and it had a quote by Miss Piggy in it. And it said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. and sometimes that eye needs to be blackened.
Yes.
And, yes. Miss Piggy.
Amen. No, but I've been, I have been called the real life version of Miss Piggy.
That's not
because I'm so animated and the singing and, you know, the nose, you know, blonde hair. I look like the real life version of Miss Piggy. That's just wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
Would you like a song, my dear?
Elgar thing. Yes. Hell what yeah. What would you like to play?
I'll sing the first single off Face That Launched a Thousand Shipwrecks, Don't Let Me Go On.
Ooh, I like it. We're going to mute our mics so we can only hear you.
I shall sing you.
This is Bass Francis with Don't Let Me Go On in acoustic on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
This is a first.
Yes, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Right.
LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. Go.
Inspired by that little bit. People don't usually associate me with this, but George Clinton.
Oh, I love George Clinton. Heck know, yeah. Look, that's some good stuff.
I've heard
funk.
You heard me.
You like the funk.
I've heard
yes.
it. I'm sitting up there. I'm
he's slapping the beat. He's slapping
right.
Yeah, I love it.
I heard it.
That
yes.
was awesome.
Great. That's
we like that kind of stuff. I love that kind of music. We love that.
He got he put the and then he put the
funk. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he got the voice and all that, man. Very nice.
We like George Clinton.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Parliament Funkadelic.
If you're listening, George, yes. I'm opening for bar mitzvahs and
right,
yeah.
All that.
You need
birthdays and weddings.
They just put out an album earlier this year.
I know.
Yes. Parliament, one of the guys, I forgot the name. Parliament Funkadelic, one of the guys.
Love it.
Yeah, very nice, man.
Thank you.
It was very good. That's why I told you. I said he has an excellent voice.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. Now. We're having too much fun in the damn audience here.
How often do you perform?
As often as I humanly can.
Which is awesome.
Because this is the beautiful thing. Like, when I went back to England recently and I saw how infrequently some artists are afforded the opportunity to perform because there aren't enough venues and promoters and blah, blah, blah. And you come to LA and every day there's a new venue popping up, a new promoter, someone new comes to town and it's a new opportunity. I never sleep. I'm constantly jacked on coffee. I'm constantly emailing.
Now you know how I feel, baby. Right. I'm drinking monsters all day.
So you're saying to me, oh, yeah, we're going to put on this event and maybe get you involved. I'm like, where's the maybe coming from? You know, just sign me up already. Come on, Jack.
Okay, there's no maybes.
Yeah, thank you.
I just got to find, I want to showcase you properly.
You know, keep that hunger always, you know what I'm saying?
I want to showcase you properly.
That's what gets people there, you know?
Yes.
Keep that hunger always, you know? You develop yourself as an artist. I tell artists like that all the time, develop yourself as an artist. There's nothing wrong with learning from other artists and stuff and anything like that.
Ooh.
But keep the hunger also. That's something that,
I want to turn him on to that thing I was turned on to recently myself.
Oh, the website.
There's a certain website you can use for people like us that are in the industry, especially where you're a musician. It would be really good for you.
I'd love to hear that.
I'll show you after the show. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
It's a way for you to make money based on your social media and your if you have a blog or, you know, things like that, different types of sites. It measures you on that. And then you get like paid so much per post or some shit. It's crazy.
Well, do you know what's been getting me loads of likes recently is I've just been at home and I've got itchy fingers. So I've like done like a cover of something I heard on the radio that day. Or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
And all of a sudden, like, people are sharing my stuff.
But they like to see that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So you pop up on like Facebook Live and you do this like awesome thing. See, I need to do more of that type of stuff.
But it's cool.
That's another.
But that's what gets you paid on this type of a website. That's what gets you paid.
Familiar acoustic, that would be nice. A familiar song on acoustic.
That's a good idea.
For you.
But the only problem is if you do covers on an acoustic guitar, it's very easy to become that guy. And then it's very easy for the offers of, will you sing at my wedding, to come in. And it's like, well, actually, that's not
I'm not trying to be a wedding singer, right?
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
And when I use the term weddings, bar mitzvahs, and funerals, you know, I use it jokingly because I was playing at an event recently and I did it for the fun of it. But there are some people who, you know, and there's no disrespect to them, they want that type of gig. And if you are taking too many of those gigs, I think that some of the snobbier venues then go, oh, well, they did a wedding. We won't book them.
Mm.
So that's why I kind of have always liked to steer away from taking on too much in the sort of personal engagement field.
No, I don't blame you because you're more of a serious musician. And I'm not saying that wedding singers aren't serious musicians. I'm just saying it's different because that's all they do is sing cover tunes. They don't sing any original stuff. It's all like, you know, do you love me? You know, it's all like the typical stuff that makes people dance
familiar,
at a wedding.
Familiar stuff.
Yeah, familiar stuff that makes people dance at a wedding.
I mean, do you know how many times myself as a predominantly originals artist that I am, I get, you know, someone obnoxiously shout out Freebird at me. And when I did this private event recently,
right.
I was doing, with the exception of my final song, I was doing original material.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just like, do you know American Pie? And it's like, yeah, it's better done by Don McLean.
Right? Is he still alive? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Shout out to Don McLean. Anyway, you want to play one of your other songs here?
A record or another live?
Do you want to play? It's up to you. Do you want to play the Russian Ballet?
Yeah, play Russian Ballet by Magic 8 Ball.
Okay. Because we're getting out of like 16 minutes. We love talking to you.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
We just like talking to you. Well, and I want to bring you back.
Here again already.
Because we would love to have you back.
Throw that on.
I see many different stories coming from you. Well, right. Great, wonderful stories from the road and crazy
the
shit.
The next time we need to get them for 2 hours. I think we need a 2-hour show for you.
You seem like you got that kind of art.
You got enough information.
We're going to listen to Russian Ballet by his band Magic 8 Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on Jay's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio.
Stars align, now I think about her every time. I buy my winter clothing at the thrift store in the village where the story began. Of time waits for no one, and nothing's for free. Did I know what I've got to do? And if Annalisa says it must be true, that the world could owe it all to you. But it may take a little while to possess the thing of which she's in denial.
Make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Hey, this is Carlton from the band Orgy, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is Harrison Nida from Victory Kid, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
This is Eric Jeffries.
This is Joe Drock.
From the Hard Way, you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio 1 and iHeartRadio. Rock on.
Rock on.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeartRadio.
Those are my boys, Satanic Johnny.
What's up, Moses?
I proudly
What's
manage
up, Hector?
You.
What's up, Jermaine?
What's
up, Elio? What's happening?
I proudly manage these fuckers. I love Satanic Johnny. I couldn't tell my parents that I named it. I was managing a band named Satanic Johnny because they're massively religious. But it's, anyway, I hope you're not watching this, Shirley.
I think Johnny takes my mom's. It takes the edge off the Satanism.
I love those motherfuckers.
Shout out
to Moses, Hector, Jermaine, and Ilio. We love you guys. Thank you for being in our lives. Speaking of them, they're going to be playing at the House of Blues in San Diego. But first, before we come back with that information, we're going to listen to another live awesome song by Baz Francis. Here we go. We're going to listen to this awesomeness. Get ready to rock out on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Since you enjoyed my song from Magic 8-Ball, Russian Ballet, I'll give you Once Again by Magic 8-Ball. Once again.
doesn't mean I belong by the way or in between the right or the wrong. Yesterday has returned for all you to go through once again. Once again. Oh, once again.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey. That was nice. Awesome.
Can I just say a quick shout out to my girl Jen?
You say all the shout outs you want to say.
I have a Jen in England too.
Oh, a Jen in England. We like Jens in England.
Shout out to Jen in England.
Someday I hope to be a Jen in England.
Jen in England.
Well, just on vacation, of course.
She got upset the other day that she didn't get a song via the powers of Facebook. And I'm just like, well, you know, you'll get one better. You'll get one on LA Talk Radio.
See?
Channel 1.
Jen in England. You just got an incredible song by Baz Francis, your buddy.
Can I just thank you guys for having me? And I've got a little gift for you both, actually.
Oh, well, thank you. We like gifts. We always like gifts.
A CD.
Yes! Hell yeah!
I can play it in my new house. Ah, I'm so happy. Look.
This is Baz Francis. Featuring the song you just heard.
The richest man in the graveyard.
Oh, isn't this awesome? Look, hold it up. See, we got swag.
The richest men in the graveyard.
We like it. It makes me happy.
I got to make my own graveyard if I'm going to be the richest man in the graveyard.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
And if you find my body, that's where I'll be.
Oh, is this you?
That's
in
me.
The future?
That's my arm.
That's his arm. This is great.
I love that. We'll take pictures and post them on Facebook. Hell yeah. I love
my
that
face
stuff.
As drawn by Morgan Williams.
Okay, awesome. Shout out to Morgan Williams. You did a great job, by the way.
And
we
that
like
artwork
this.
Is by Matt Whitby.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Matt Whitby. We like that. We like people who do art in all forms.
Right.
Because artists should be appreciated and loved all over the world. Dang, this show has gone by really fast because you've just been so much fun and you've been awesome. And I love your damn music.
Another song, but...
And I love you. Now we ain't got enough time. It sucks. It really sucks because it's been good. We've been having fun. That's why we have to bring you back.
Yeah, you're really, yes. You're really
maybe you'll be our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? We don't have any
fun.
Magic 8-Ball have a Christmas song, so I'll come in and do that if you.
Yay! Let's do Christmas.
No, we don't have.
I don't have a guest book for that
yet.
We
don't have a guest for it.
But I'm saying
you do now.
I do now.
No, okay. For real.
But we're gonna make it a 2-hour special Christmas episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll have
bring some of my buddies down.
Yes.
Make
sure.
It a party.
Let's do it at a party. Fuck
too bad
yeah.
We can't do no Christmas
ooh, we'll
tree.
Bring some food. We'll bring in some food. You know what I mean? And we'll have a little party. We'll have a little festive.
Some eggnog.
Stuff. Eggnog.
I'll dress,
without the egg.
I'll dress as an elf.
Yes! I'll dress as Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
Well, come on. What's your costume?
I'll be
a hot Mrs. Claus, though. I don't want to be like the frumpy Mrs. Claus. That'd just be no fun. You know, so.
I'll be, okay, I'll be Santa. The fuck it.
Mm-hmm. Bad Santa.
We know who
Santa,
our Christmas guest is.
I'm gonna be a Santa pimp. Where's my ho?
All right, so we'll do a 2-hour special Christmas episode featuring Baz Francis and
Santa pimp. And
his buddies, and we'll do music fest in the studio.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Let's just have fun.
And I'm gonna be Santa pimp.
We'll just have what? Why not? And I'm Mrs. Pimpo.
Right.
Mrs. Santa Pimpo.
You gonna be my bottom bitch?
He asked you a question.
I better be your only bitch, because any of them other ones will get murdered.
Look, how are we gonna have some goddamn money if I don't have no bitches on the side?
No. You hoe them bitches out.
I know.
You don't touch them yourself. There's a
who said I was?
I'm just saying that's what pimps do. They have to fuck them first. I'm just saying.
No, man.
Anyway, I need to talk about this.
I got plenty to do that, and they'll let me know who's the best.
You'll outsource.
Right. I'll outsource the fucking.
By the way, let me give you my card.
Cool, because I'm the only one that's allowed to have that between your legs. Anyway, we're horrible here. Anyway, so go check out, like I said, September 23rd. is Sunday, September 23rd at 1720 Bar in, on 16th Street in East, it's downtown Los Angeles. Go check it out. It's the Orgy, Fate Destroyed, Our Frankenstein Show. I think there's a couple other bands that are going to be on that as well. And then we've got November 10th, get your tickets for Sticky Fest. It's a punk rock festival, all-day punk rock festival up in, I believe it is in 29 Palms. But go check it out. It's on Facebook.
Way out in the desert.
It's like 29 Palms. It's a high desert. We're trying to, you know, they're trying to.
Springs type.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're trying to build a more of a music base there, like more people to like go to concerts there and stuff. Like they're trying to kind of build it up. A bunch of people. Anyway, people that like music and don't rain on their parade. They're trying to build some stuff up there. Anyway, go check it out. That's Saturday, November 10th. And then there's a bunch of shows. What is it? Satanic Johnny. Here we go. I'm going to give you a list of all the stuff. Jose Moses sent me this. Okay, so we've got, all right, so they are playing a Youngblood production show on September 20th. They're doing the Jill Janus Memorial Show on October 25th. And they're playing with Doyle at the Whiskey on December 14th. And then plus they've got the House of Blues show in San Diego on Saturday, September 22nd. So that's the day before the Orgy show. So if you want two great back-to-back shows, go hit up the show in San Diego, House of Blues with Satanic Johnny. And then go check out, that we'll be down there for that on Saturday, September 22nd. And then on Sunday, September 23rd, we're going to be at the 1720 Bar at 1720 East 16th Street in downtown Los Angeles for the Orgy, Fate Destroyed, and Our Frankenstein Show. So come hang out with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. / Jenny's Real Rock / I don't know, a bunch of other shit. Get Real Global Entertainment and come check us out, hang out with us, and come to the venues. And we want to thank Baz Francis.
Thank you
for having
being
me
on the show with us today. And we're going to bring him back for another awesome 2-hour episode for Christmas. So we're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be fun. So come hang out with us for Christmas.
For sure.
With Baz Francis.
Yeah. Two hours.
Come back on Wednesday. What the hell is it? December something or other. December 19th, I think it was. Yes, the day before, because your birthday is the day. Yeah, the 19th. So December 19th, come back and check us out with Baz Francis.
And also, if you're in Pasadena next week.
Yes, what do we got?
I'm playing at the Mix. Friday, the 7th. Pasadena.
What's it called? The Mix?
The Mix with two X's in Pasadena.
MIXX.
On Friday, 7th.
Oh.
Okay. So come check it out Friday, September 7th. Yes. Okay.
Nine days' time from now.
Well, then we need to go. Then we need to go check this out.
Yeah, we might. We're trying to.
Yeah, we need to go check that out. All right. So come check it out. Go see him in concert.
Yes. Fantastic.
On the 7th.
Thank you very much.
Is a week from Friday. Let's go check it out.
Right.
Go see him play at the Mix in Pasadena. All right. This has been Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeart Radio. We're out of here for another week. Next week, who the hell do I have?
We don't know. Yes, find out.
Don't lie. I do know. I'm running through the book really quick. Fast. Quick. Where the hell are you? Where's September? God damn it. Fucking September. We're already on September, son of a bitch. September 5th, Acedia. They are a Florida metal band.
Okay.
So we will hear from Florida. Then September 12th will be Lost Puppy. September 19th is Jabbermouth.
They was in Vans War, right?
Yes. Lost Puppy.
Lost Puppy and Jabbermouth.
And September 19th is Jabbermouth. And then hopefully we can get Devang in here for September 26th.
We'll see.
As long as their album's done. All right. We're back next week. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye. Peace out.
Bye, Felicia.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.